Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, welcome. This is Chris Switzer, your co-host for RTR Truth Media every Sunday on RBN Radio. I don't think I will be joined today by my co-hosts. Of course, the founder of the RTR Truth Media, Tom Lacovera. He's having his own personal stuff like he brought up last week on air. He's still dealing with that. I believe the eviction went forward. I don't have all the details, and I believe, I'll let Tom express that to you guys on his own terms. But I don't believe he'll be here today with us. He's definitely having some audio issues, and he's not set up like he normally would be. And I don't believe our co-host Rachel will be with us either, but I am here. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. Call in, please, and we'll have a great show. I just want to talk about the obvious. If you don't even have a television right now, you're obviously living in America. It doesn't matter if you're watching TV or getting your news from wherever. If you're living today, right now in America, you've been through at least 9-10 months of coronavirus, right? The COVID lockdowns, all the mask mandates, all the nonsense, everything. We're living in it. It's full blown. They're stopping at nothing. It's clear that they want their new normal to be the new normal. You hear from people like Bill Gates on television talking about endless lockdowns, maybe we'll open up in March 2021. They're just throwing these things, moving the goalposts further. And then if you look at their real agendas behind the scenes, you have to go to things like the World Economic Forum and stuff like that, you know? And once you do that, you can see what they're really up to. They're building a new technocracy, folks. This is right on the heels of their Belt and Road Initiative between Russia, China, and Israel. And who controls America today? As I've shown you with my research, at least, in Israelgate, the video series I've produced on BitChute, you can see that it's very much Israel. You know, I don't need to really show you these hard proofs myself, because the proof is in the pudding. I mean, hell, you have the five dancing Israelis caught dancing on top of a van watching the towers get hit or explode, you know, whatever the hell happened that day. And then questioned about it, these five dancing Israelis, they admit that they were there to document the event. Now, I still talk to people to this day, still deluded and indoctrinated and brainwashed into believing that Arabs or Palestinians were somehow the dancing party that day. No. It was Israelis. And when caught by New Jersey police and apprehended, detained, they said, no worries, guys. We're on your side. They're our enemy, too. It's those dogs, the Palestinians. And then when they were held and detained by U.S. intelligence for a couple months, and finally released and let go to Israel, of course, they went on a talk show in Israel. And what did they say? We were just there to document the event, guys. No worries. You know, we're on your side. No, you're not. You made it happen. If you knew the event was going to happen, you're there to document it. Why not stop it? Why not try? Right? Because that wasn't the plan. The plan was the Oded Yanon plan, the Greater Israel Project. And that's what we're seeing today. Okay. They kicked it off with 9/11. Okay. That was the start of it. Boots on the ground in the Middle East, invading Iraq, Afghanistan. And what do we have left? We have Iran. We have Iran. It's the last stumbling block or piece in the puzzle. And they've admitted it. They've admitted it. And all these false flags, everything leading up to COVID-19. I just put out a video a few days ago saying as much. I've been praying, fasting, asking for answers, looking for truth, seeking them where I can. And it hit me. I was saying it over a year ago, probably a year and a half ago, 2 years even, that they were going to do a big false flag, to get us into war with Iran, right? For World War III, the Third Temple prophecy, Greater Israel, the return of Moshiach, blow the dome on the rock, the whole thing. And I'm thinking, how are they going to do this, though? How can they make the circumstances ideal for that, to make the public actually want it or think that they want it, think that it's good in some way, shape, or form? And just look around you. We have COVID-19 that they use for everything right now to do whatever they want. That's exactly what they're using. And now if we look into this Davos agenda on the World Economic Forum, we can see that they do have some plans in the works, and they're riding on the heels of COVID-19, and they're going to say that this is the new world and we have to change for it, you know, because, wow, everything's changed now and we have to adapt as humans and blah, 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 blah. Well, when you know that there's no godforsaken COVID-19 virus to be spoken of, you know, they can't isolate any actual such thing. What is this all about? What is it all about? Well, they tell us the truth in fiction as well. I mean, I'm watching this show, MacGyver, the remake of the original MacGyver series here in America. And they tell you a whole lot in that show alone. And they get into something called File 47, which is a plan, a DARPA project created by off-book intelligence people and scientists, physicists, biologists, virologists, etc. And they've determined that us humans, of course, are destroying the world. Oh, no. So, guess what? A whole crapload of us have to be eliminated to make the world viable to live in again. Doesn't that sound familiar, guys? Then we have this COVID-19 global pandemic. I'm sorry, a plandemic or scamdemic, if you will. COVID-1984. It's the same thing, guys. This is their real life BS, nonsense, false flag designed to enslave us all and make us submissive to do whatever the hell they want. I'm going to get into the reading here. This is Davos Agenda, the Davos Agenda. If you want to follow along, it's right on the World Economic Forum. If you just type up, you know, into any search, please don't use Google, type in the Davos Agenda, and it'll be one of the first ones that pulls up. And here it is. COVID-19 pandemic has demonstrated that no institution or individual alone can address the economic, environmental, social, and technological challenges of our complex interdependent world. Excuse me one second. Got a frog in my throat. The pandemic has accelerated systemic changes that were apparent before its inception. The fault lines that emerged in 2020 now appear as critical crossroads in 2021. The time to rebuild trust and to make crucial choices is fast approaching as the needs to reset priorities and the urgency to reform systems grow stronger around the world. And right in the first paragraph there, if you didn't hear it, they said reset reset priorities. And that's what you'll hear over and over. You'll hear the dark winter, the long winter, the great reset. You know, they're putting that out there in your mind. So you hear it, you hear it, you hear it. Those are the buzzwords. The Davos agenda is pioneering mobilization of global leaders to shape the principles, policies, and partnerships needed in this challenging new context. It is essential for leaders from all walks of life to work together virtually for a more inclusive, cohesive, and sustainable future as soon as possible in 2021. So we've just given up on 2020. You know, that was just to get us all scared, kill off the first, you know, calling of people, and show that we got a real problem on our hands. And here's the solution for 2021 and beyond, guys. So here it is. An entire week of global programming, will be dedicated to helping leaders choose innovative and bold solutions to stem the pandemic and drive a robust recovery over the next year. The event is taking place virtually on January 25th through 29th of 2021. So it's coming right up, right around the corner. Here is our guide on how to follow hashtag Davos Agenda on our digital channels. We encourage you to post, share, retweet, tagging our accounts, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it sounds so innocent. It sounds so altruistic, right? Doesn't it just give you the warm and fuzzies that they have our interests at heart? They really want to help, you know, and get through this terrible, terrible pandemic that, you know, nobody could have saw coming. They planned it over 50 years, for crying out loud. Over 50 years in the making. It is unreal. You can see the patents for coronavirus stuff from the late 90s. 2003 is when they really started moving forward with the financial end of it and just wrangling themselves as being in a position to monopolize on it. And that's Tony Fauci. If you must know, Tony Fauci was, you know, the linchpin in that. And he came up with Moderna, you know, early on. And he's just really, really tight with all those guys. There's also a odd conspiracy theory. And I don't have any solid proof. So I will say that this is, you know, conjecture. This is kind of a hearsay, if you will, but there are articles out there on it that talk about 2013, Bill and Melinda Gates over in India, okay? They were caught red-handed killing a bunch of Indian people with their terrible vaccinations, botched, you know, vaccinations, if you will. I think they did exactly what they were intended to do, but whatever way you look at it, they killed a lot of people, hurt a lot of people, and the Indian people were pissed. So the story goes, they found out and put it out there somehow on social media over there or whatever they did, and determined where the Gateses were. And they were in a resort, a hotel, if you will. They dragged them out into the streets, made a public flogging of it, and killed them. Okay? Bill and Melinda Gates killed off 2013. They kept their legacy alive, kept their agenda alive in the public eye. And, you know, they have doubles, clones, whatever you want to call them. And we all know that heads of state have had doubles for a long, long time. This isn't even crazy stuff, guys. So to think that that isn't possible is a little naive and gullible. But at the same time, to just believe what I just said would also be a little naive and gullible, right? So you got to look into this stuff, obviously. But I'm just saying it was plausible, and read into it if you'd like. But whoever it is, behind the man, you know, the myth, the legend, Kill Gates, it's not a good guy. And when asked directly on live television, you know, by that stupid news anchor lady, I forget her name, she says, "Is the vaccine safe?" Just a very simple question to Bill Gates. And he doesn't say yes or no. which means no, it's not safe. But he doesn't want to come out and say that. So he goes, well, and then he goes in to say the gold standard is the FDA and da 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 da. It's all crap. The answer is no, it's not safe. It is not safe. So if you cannot get a form that says, you know, this is a safe vaccination, a safe medicine, and if it does hurt you, we are responsible. You know, we will be responsible for it. Here, you know, we signed to this, you signed to this. Here, take our shot. Hey, great. But that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. If anything, you're going to sign something giving your consent and saying that these people who created this or shot you with it have no responsibility. None at all. This is just the best we have, guys. It's the best we have available with our science, our technology. We're just making the best of a bad situation. You know, we need to do this to move forward as a society, as a people. We just want to get on with our lives. And that's what they want you to believe. That's what they want you to believe. But again, if you didn't have television, if you just turned off these oblong boxes in every room in your house, hanging on your walls, in your kitchen, your bathroom, your bedrooms, what would you see around you? Aside from the closed businesses and such, you'd see just a scared population. There's no pandemic. There is no pandemic. None. The emperor has no clothes on. That's the truth. That's why doctors that finally found their backbone, you know, who once might have gone along to get along, started talking about this. These people had their livelihoods, their licenses, some of them taken, some now in jeopardy, some on their way to losing everything, just because they found their backbone, their integrity. And I think it's high time that all of us find our backbone. Excuse me. Because they will come for you. And when they come for you, don't you want your neighbor, your family, your coworker, whoever it is, to be there to stand up and help you or speak up for you and say, this isn't right? Or would you rather just be carted off because you're crazy, right? Maybe have your children taken away from you because you don't believe in the vaccination that's supposed to save our planet. Hmm? This is very real, very real. And today, as parents, you know, as mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, uncles, children, grandchildren, grandparents, whatever your role is, you have to think about this stuff. You know, what are you going to do if you get a knock on your door and they're telling you, hey, you know, we just put in this new implement and this order went through and the military's now saying we have to take vaccinations, da 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 da. Will you just refuse? Or will you do it to sell, to buy, to work, to play, to live? You know, what will you do? Right now, the air we breathe is free. I don't think it's crazy to think that that's not always going to be the case. They're going for broke. They are absolutely going for broke. And then they want us to believe that there's nothing to fear about any of this stuff. Stay with us. We'll be right back after the break.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Father of the moon, which built my sails, cross the sea of years. With no provision, but no face, Lord, the straits of fear.
Back. Thank you for listening to RTR Truth Media. And if you're just tuning in, this is, of course, Chris Switzer. I am the Freedom Ministry on BitChute and other forums. You can follow me also on social media, Twitter, Eyes for the Profane, the number 4. Also, the Freedom Ministry is the moniker there. Please follow me. I am definitely shadow banned, censored, and outright banned on some of the platforms like YouTube and such. But yes, there are still places where you can talk your mind. You can speak your truth without censorship. And RBN is one of those places. So please, if you are comfortable or you're well off and you have the means, please donate. Please keep these outlets alive, so people like myself, Tom LaCavera, Rachel D. Tobias, and others can bring you the truth and hopefully, you know, wake you up, or wake up your family, help wake you up to what's going on all around us. It's not a right left thing, okay? Although they make it that way. We have to smash this false right left paradigm. And I know I've said it many times, but I believe it is so, so crucial, because they use our failings against us, okay? They use our creature comforts against us. They use our vices against us. They know how we tick. Do you know how they tick? Know thy enemy. Know what they do. Because if you don't know your enemy, how will you ever defeat your enemy? You know? I mean, it sounds simple, but it often can be very, very confusing. They have literally propped us up against one another. I mean, you hear it all the time, but it's real. This is what's happening. I don't watch TV. So when I do, it looks like a, almost like a theatrical thing to me. It doesn't look real, you know, because I've kind of deprogrammed myself over the last 15 years. I was raised by the Talmud vision myself. You know, my parents did the best they could, but I don't agree. You know, it shouldn't have been that way. So with that said, I watched Fox News recently. You know, I watched a segment from Fox News. It was suggested to me on the internet, and I pulled it up, the article, and then there was a video. So I watched it, and it looks like Fox News is actually trying to rally with the side of the people. And they're actually, you know, trying to get behind this mask nonsense. But you see, they always couch it in left-right terms, always. I mean, I agree, you know, like, hey, yeah, definitely. Call out those governors. Call out those leaders who are saying not to travel. And then, yes, you see them traveling to Mexico to be with family for the holiday, where you have to sit home and be a slave. Yeah, I think they should be called out for that. But call out the Republicans too, right? You see, they always keep it right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. They cannot just be truthful. And that's the problem. That is the problem. We have to be honest. We can't be disingenuous. We can't just give even 85% of the truth and put in 15% poison, because that is poison. If I make you a cup of coffee, right, and I make it the way you like it, you want cream and sugar, all right, we'll put some cream and sugar in there. You know, it's great coffee. I've sourced the beans myself. Everything's organic. It's delicious. But I'm going to put 7% cyanide in there, all right? Just 7, you know, 93% of it's just the way you like it. Mix it up real nice. You won't even taste it. Here, take a sip, you know, drink the whole thing up. Bottoms up. That's wrong, right? It's poison. That's what you get with mainstream media. It's very simple. That's what you get. The good ones will make you believe that they're actually onto something, and it sounds great, and you may want to tune in and listen to everything they have to say, and wow, if you don't have the time to research it, just take them at their word. And that's the problem. That is the problem. We can't do that anymore, guys. We got another break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
This is, of course, your co-host for RTR Truth Media, Chris Switzer, a.k.a. the Freedom Ministry. And we're talking about the COVID-1984 lockdowns and essentially the propaganda used to enslave our minds and make us all believe that what they are doing is correct and right, and our thoughts of freedom are useless and stupid, because who are we, the common man? You know, who are we anyways? And I said it earlier when I said they haven't isolated any COVID-19 virus. And I mean it. I think I brought it up on a previous show, but I know it doesn't get said a lot, and it especially does not make the mainstream news. So I'll say it again. I'll read it. It's not very long. If you go to the FDA.gov or the CDC's website or go to archive.org, either of those sources will have it. There's a 59-page PDF, and it is admitting on page 39 in their little section analytical performance and limit of detection, LOD, that they have not isolated any such novel coronavirus, otherwise called 2019-nCoV, which is what this stupid, ridiculous, flawed PCR test is supposed to determine we have or we don't have, right? So let me read it to you. The bottom of the page 39 from the CDC, okay? And I believe they released this July 13, 2020, this study or lack of study. And it says, the analytical sensitivity of the RRT-PCR assays contained in the CDC 2019 novel coronavirus, 2019-nCoV, real-time RT-PCR diagnostic panel were determined in limit of detection studies. Okay. All right. Let's keep reading. Next sentence. Here it is. Since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019-nCoV are currently available, assays designed for detection of the 2019-nCoV RNA were tested with characterized stocks of in vitro transcribed full-length RNA. And it goes on and on and on, talking about all the mumbo-jumbo medical terminologies just to get you lost. And forget that you just read in the beginning of that sentence, again, I'm going to read it again, since no quantified virus isolates of the 2019-nCoV are currently available, what have they done? Because they can't isolate a real virus? Well, the assays designed for detection of the 2019-nCoV RNA were tested with characterized stocks of in vitro transcribed full-length RNA. And what that means is that they made it up. Yeah, guys, they just made it up. You know, we got some smart people in a laboratory with some white coats and all the protection that they, you know, tell you you don't need to have for this thing, but they need it. You just need a muzzle and you're good. But yeah, they've gone ahead and they've made this thing through RNA, in vitro technology, et cetera, and they've invented what they believe this novel coronavirus is. Yeah, exactly. So that's when people like me or others went on YouTube before they kicked us all off and purged us out, and we were just posting these very short videos pointing to the 1989 AMA Medical Journal, where it says coronavirus. And then right next to it, in a little table there, it's the common cold. It's the common cold. It's been around for decades and decades and decades. And guess what? Guess what? There is nothing to be found for the common cold. You know, I mean, you know it. There's no cure, right? There's no cure. You just make yourself healthy, you know? Keep up with your health. Build a strong immunity, right? All that stuff. The stuff you would normally do. They've gone ahead and scared an entire population into believing that we are doomed. We are doomed if we do not get vaccinated. It's just going to keep going, and it's going to keep resweeping the planet. It doesn't make any sense. There's no science behind it at all. So at what point do you then say, no, I'm sorry, no, you know, we want to take over the asylum. You know, we want to take it back from the crazies who are running it. I mean, it's just insane to me that these men and women get carte blanche to do whatever they want. And a lot of you will just go along with it to have your jobs, to have your creature comforts and your cars and everything else. And I know it can be more serious. Like, hey, they're going to take my children. And that's what I brought up in the beginning of the show. Yeah, it's real. So we have to come together as a nation. We need numbers on our side. We need to come out in mass and not destroy property like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. No. No, not at all. We cannot do that. You're playing right into their cards for martial law and more enslavement. No. I'm just saying non-compliance. Non-compliance. And I'm telling you to vote with your wallets, okay? Don't purchase things from Walmart if you can avoid it. You know what I mean? Try not to purchase Google products, okay? And think about what your money is actually supporting when you purchase any item or any service. That's why the main reason that I stopped filing and doing taxes back in 2010. Because I learned that they use that money in sordid ways. And it's not the way you think it is. None of it goes to pave roads and build infrastructure and help American economy. It's all nonsense. And it's all private corporations ran by very, very wealthy, wealthy illuminists of all walks of life, many of them Jewish, many of them wouldn't even consider themselves anything. But these people are very, very good at staying in the shadows. And they're very, very good at getting their way because they prop this system up over, you know, a couple centuries. The Civil War brought about one of the biggest Reconstruction periods in American history. That's what it was all about, was restructuring the Union under a similar agenda because they were going in two separate ways. The Southerners wanted to secede because they got a raw deal. They got a raw deal, in my own opinion. And history is written by the winners. So we don't learn the real truth of any of these outcomes and these battles and these wars. We don't learn the truth from the history books. You never will. You never will. You have to dig deeper. You have to read revisionist history and look at those historians that get made fun of and ostracized and tried to be put in the dustbin of history. Those are the ones you want to read. There's something to that. You know, typically, if a politician or a leader is telling you something, you can almost bet that the opposite is true, or at least a lot closer to the truth. Because if their lips are moving, they're lying to you. And that's just the truth. They don't get to these positions and these places, these stations in life, without compromising themselves. It just doesn't happen today. And we do, thankfully, have a caller. I was hoping people would call, and I want to hear from you. Dave in New York, do I have you on the line?
Yeah, hey, Chris, I saw your website a little bit. Who did you vote for? Did you vote for Chris like I voted for Dave? Vote for yourself. Vote for yourself. That's what I tell people. How stupid can you be, one puppet or the other? One will preserve the Constitution for a while. That's true, possibly. Anyway,
I didn't vote, but please, what do you have to say? I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I've been following this COVID-19 thing from the beginning. It looked like a real big deal coming from China, and it sort of was, and then sort of pooped out. But it kept a lot of momentum. A lot of political momentum, a lot of governmental control momentum. But I heard you talking about them not saying that they isolated samples of the virus, that doesn't mean they said they don't have certain samples of it and things, and they said they had in vitro stuff. But I see many articles about sequencing of this SARS-CoV-2. You've got thousands of scientists doing research on this, and I haven't looked through the 1,500 papers.
I think, Dave? Okay. Okay. No problem. So we have another caller, or? Anyhow, I apologize, guys. We accidentally lost Dave. Okay. Yeah, no problem. We'll make it work. Hey, Chance, I think we have you on the air.
Yeah, is this Chris?
It is. Hello. How's it going, Chance?
How are you, Chris? I give you a lot of credit for what you do, you know? But me personally, I believe it's too late to educate people because they're all afraid of dying of COVID, which also proves a lack of faith in God. And people still caught in this left-right paradigm. I think it's over for them. You know, most people can't even tell when someone bullcraps them anymore. You know, as I've gotten older, Chris, yeah. I've learned more and more that you can count on the fact that most people will never fail to disappoint you. You know, I don't live in a fantasy land anymore with what I see what's going on. I've come to the realization that with the exception of a small minority such as you and some listeners, I think it's over. I really do, because people's minds have been taken over. It's like a bad science fiction movie. Can you give me your opinions on what I said, Chris?
Yeah, no, I cannot disagree with you one bit, Chance, and I thank you for, you know, your support. You're a caller that I always appreciate hearing from. There's a few that call in regularly, and I appreciate it. I wish more people would. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's like, what do we do? Throw up our hands and give up? Of course not.
You're right. Don't throw up your hands now, but be more selective, I guess. I've gotten to the point where I just don't, at my age, I don't have the strength or energy anymore. I mean, when I walk into town, Chris, and I get that weird feeling everybody's wearing masks, it creeps and freaks me out so bad. You know, it's such an alienation feeling that I just, wow, have we gone this far? It's frightful. And that's what I base my opinion. And like you said, the air, it's only a matter of time. Of course they're going to charge us for the air. And if you don't pay for the air you breathe, they'll cut off your water or cut off your electric. I mean, this is what these people do. This is what these people do. They'll find ways to do everything possible to us. It's not far-fetched. It might sound far-fetched to people who fail to see everything, but it's not far-fetched to me one bit, and that's probably what they will do, as crazy as it sounds, because they are crazy.
Yeah. There was a point when people would have never believed they would pay for water, right?
Yeah, yeah. And there's another thing they give us water, and look at all the crap they put in it. I even, when I pay my water bill, I say to the clerk, I says, you know, I pay all this money for water and I wouldn't even drink the damn crap because I'm terrified of drinking it. I says, does this make sense? You might as well put a picture of a skull and crossbones on the bill when you mail it out. I says, I'm paying all this money for water and I can't even drink the crap. I mean, come on. You think people would say, hey, wait a minute. He's got a point there. I'm paying for all this money each month for water, and I can't even drink it. What is the point of paying for it then? I mean, but see, that's how they got us, Chris, and that's how people just keep falling into it. Just keep falling into it. And I give you guys credit who speak up. Yes, I do. But unfortunately, the majority of the people, you'll never get through. They're lost. As a matter of fact, I can't, with most people, and it doesn't matter if they're a good person or not, it's just if you can't communicate with them, you have to say hello and goodbye, because I actually feel sorry for them. I really do. And if their stupidity, if their stupidity didn't affect me, I wouldn't get mad about it, really, but it does.
Yeah.
It's going to have an impact on me and my family because they're dumb. That's what bothers me. Well, Chris, thank you.
The cognitive
dissonance
is so thick.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity.
We do have a break. Yeah, of course, Chance. Thank you, as always, and God bless you and yours, Chance. Be safe, and thank you for calling.
Let me tell you how it's going to work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're going to redistribute when we make our pay tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Right. We are back. We are back. We don't have too much time left. And I did want to publicly apologize to Dave from New York. We accidentally dropped you, thought you would call back. But I do want to address what he was saying. I feel it's only fair. He brought up a point that these scientists, you know, thousands of them, of course, are working on this stuff, right? Well, a lot of them are bought off. Okay. That's just the way it is. But many of them are probably honest people, you know, I have no doubt. But if you read those articles, these are just articles. I'm talking about an actual study from the CDC. Okay, they put out a 59-page PDF. They tell you the truth in their actual studies. They lie to you on TV, in news articles, and the like. That's how this game works. You know what I mean? But they can actually be held legally liable if they lie in their scientific papers behind the stuff. They have to make sure it's all shored up, you know, legally, etc. And that's why they use big, big, long sentences and paragraphs and essays to say what I could say in a sentence or two. It's because they're lying to you. They're lying to you. I said it earlier in the show. When Bill Gates was asked if the vaccine is safe, it was a yes or no question. He didn't answer with a yes or no, though, which means no, it's not safe. You got to use your heads, guys. And back to what Chance was saying, he's right. It's high time that we all educate ourselves, but some of us don't have the time. And I don't plug my stuff a lot, but I'm going to because I want people to learn, and I put a lot of work into it. Please visit my BitChute, okay? If you want to learn a lot of this stuff, it's all there. Watch my videos. Spend the time. Just watch it. I put it there. I put the energy and the effort into it so you guys can learn. It's BitChute.com/The Freedom Ministry. BitChute.com/The Freedom Ministry. All together. Okay? I hope you get something out of it. If you do, great. If you don't, hey, I tried. But I do love you all, and I hope that we can educate ourselves so that our loved ones, our friends, our family are not living in slavery. I do this because I have children. I have children. I don't want my children to grow up in a world like this, or worse. It's only getting worse. Look at Minority Report. Do you want to live with the thought police? We're there. We are there. This is about freedom, hence my name, the Freedom Ministry. Without freedom, you have nothing. You have nothing. You can't believe in the religion you want. You can't eat the food you want, drink the water you want. Right? Without freedom, what do you have? You have nothing. I'm for freedom. And it's taken me a long time to learn that the U.S. Constitution was a tyrannical document that did not give us freedom. All the mechanisms, were built into that document to do what they're doing today. So we must rise above a document and unite as a people and do what's right. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Stay safe. Of the new democracy. Here in the land of the not so free. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm not interested in
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.